My featured album this week is the harpist Lavinia Meyer, and it's a brand new release entitled Voyage. And I caught up with her recently to ask her a few questions. Lavinia, we know Debussy's keyboard music works well on the harp. What made you arrive at the music of Satie for this album?
Indeed, the music of Debussy has been with me for a long time, also thanks to his beautiful dances for harp and string orchestra. But the music of Erik Satie, I know for a long time, hearing it on piano and in different movies, where I'm always very taken by the atmosphere of his music and the melancholy in his works. Actually, it made me quite jealous of pianists being able to play his music, and it made me curious to find out if I could also play it on the harp and how that would sound. And while I was playing it, it really came to life, and I think the melancholy in his work comes out very nicely on the harp. And secretly I'm hoping for that if Erik Satie was still alive, he would agree with me on this and perhaps say that he could have also have written it for the harp as well.
Tell us a little about the title, Voyage.
When I play this music and also listen to this music, I am actually taken on a journey in images and in feeling. It actually stands for a journey, a voyage, that where I pick up my suitcases and I step out of the door. I take some kind of transportation, train for example, and I come in a very different place where I'm taken by the beauty of the landscapes and I enjoy the comfort of the people, and that is what I try to capture in this program. I also consciously didn't put all the works of each composer together in blocks, but I mixed them up, trying to create a journey where you come from one atmosphere into the other atmosphere, and I hope that listener will also feel it this way.
How do you transcribe the music? All by hand, with pen and manuscript paper, or do you use a computer program?
It's a funny question, because actually today I was talking with a guitarist who said that like a computer program like Sibelius is very easy to use. I've tried it a little bit in the past, but I haven't got my hands on it yet. So for now I'm still using pen and manuscript paper, so I write a lot of it by hand, and hopefully after that I can still read my own handwriting. But yeah, that it's a long, sometimes tiring process, but at the same time, while I'm transcribing, I also really get to know the piece better and making it my own.
I wonder, have you ever had trouble getting around with a harp? It is quite a cumbersome instrument, after all.
Indeed, the harp is not the easiest instrument to carry around. My parents also had asked me in the beginning if I didn't want to play a piccolo or something smaller, at least, instead of a harp. But at the same time, I know the harp is a very unique instrument, and everywhere you go, people are amazed to see a harp in real. That keeps me going, and especially when I cannot drive the distance, it is always a bit of a challenge, and I try to arrange a harp abroad from someone else or from an orchestra where I can play it. When it's drivable, it fits in my station wagon, so it is mobile in that regard. But in an airplane, I had actually the privilege last November when I was invited to go with the Dutch King and Queen on their state visit to Korea, to bring my harp in the business class, and it fit perfectly on a business class seating. So actually it was a really eye-opening experience, and hopefully I'll be able to do it more often in the future.
Lavinia, your last album was very popular with Classic FM listeners. What is it about Einaudi that makes it work so well on your instrument?
I believe that Einaudi's music really brings out the soul of the people. He is writing in a very personal, almost singer-songwriter kind of way. And when you see his music, at first you might maybe think it looks quite static, but once you play it, it really can come to life. And I had the privilege to meet Ludovico Einaudi a few times and play for him. And when I was playing for him, he also emphasized that it's the power of the flow in his music, that you need to really sing with the music and let it flow. And that is what I kept with me and tried to transcribe on the harp. And the harp is an instrument that has a lot of overtones, meaning that once you play one note, you actually can hear a lot of different colors coming alive by playing just one note. And I think that's kind of the extra that you get playing Einaudi's music on the harp, that it's almost as if you're playing more instruments together.
I've always wanted to ask if you tune traditionally or electronically.
If I would tune traditionally, it would take me a lot of time every time. So I'm very fortunate to have an electronic tuning machine. The harp has 47 strings. But every time I tune electronically, I always keep a good ear to it to really hear if it's in tune in my way, that it fits the music that I'm playing. And of course I have to tune every time that I come in a different place and let the harp adjust to the new climate, but I have to say it is not that extreme on the harp. I once met a viola da gamba player, and when he took his instrument out of his suitcase and started playing on it, it was so out of tune that I thought, it's actually not that bad with the harp.
I wonder, do you listen to any other styles of music?
Yes, I do listen to quite different kind of music, actually from folk music to pop, rock, jazz. For example, Dire Straits, like a lot, but also music by Michael Jackson or U2. Or I even recently went to a concert by Sting and Paul Simon in Amsterdam, which was great, and also rock music, for example, Guns N' Roses or Metallica. And it's really interesting to see that there is this mixture also with some composers, for example, Bryce Dessner from The National, that he also composes for classical orchestras, classical ensembles, and he also will be writing a new piece for me, which will be released next year. And I'm very excited that that kind of composers who are very much influenced by different kinds of styles are also very open to compose new pieces for the harp. I'm really looking forward to that piece.
Well, Lavinia, thank you very much for joining me and for providing those very interesting answers to my questions. Thanks.